Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 4. One of the Bryans, alert to danger, read his Sunday Tribune for the second time. He was Limerick, Kerry, Dublin. A Bryan afraid of a brain, bothered by the prospect of being found out. Drink, cash, power, all one in three Bryans. Brine for marinade. We'd better do something about him. He'll never work it out. Don't be so sure. I remember him at school. He's all talk. You can never be sure. Remember Bernstein? Bernstein who? The fellow who got the nick, sir. Pardon? Go back to drink, you fool. Darling, don't be like that with me. We go way back. Excuse me, Moleskine here. It's not a play you're writing. I need poems. Pure, unadulterated poems. Poetry, if you like. So far, I haven't felt a single sonnet rubbing my spine. This has to be the longest haiku massage. If you're not up to it, I suggest you copy The Man from Snowy River. At least there's energy in Clancy. I wouldn't mind being confused with a horse so that my dressage would put thighs in my side. Leave the house to find the fools. Turn over stones, rock pools, cobblers and periwinkles in Kilkee. Is there any further inspiration you need? The scene is set. Introduction's done. You're looking for a challenge. Accept fun. Highways and byways, rumours abound. Corruption without distraction will never be found. Don't forget your limericks. Tools of the trade. My scythe, spade and lathe. This craft demands careful choices. When I first cut grass, I used a scissors. Technological advance on fingers. When the first drops of paint were applied to the walls of the cave, it was fingernails I used to gouge the surface, purchase for pigment. So Sunday morning is time to gather accoutrements fit for purpose. The iPhone is the latest hammer. The blunderbuss of choice. A partner for the dance, O two? May I have the pleasure? I used to be a meteor, but lost the time to wait. Table Square by Eric Pierce, designed from scratch for the farm gate. Suddenly I'm on television in front of the nation. In studio, I'm interviewing leader of workers from the comfort of armchair in suburb of Ireland's confused city, asking the searching questions, seeking to cut through cant. I am intent on delving deeper on behalf of dispossessed folks used to sitting round fires telling porcupines. A people used to easier times, when hunger was hunger, when there was no advantage in debt, no remission from sin without contrition. I love being interviewed, love my face in front of the crowd. I've worked all my life, ambitioned by drive, enterprise, an innovative spirit designed to set me apart. What's the point in having an ego unless it's mine to use, talking about change? I'm here to represent my members against your demands. We may as well go round in circles. Excuse me, this is the Almighty speaking. I sent you to save me, as Votan sent his will before me. You are my last roll of the dice. I warn you against the seduction of chattering classes with their lower interest rates and balancing banks. I weaponed you with poetic tools. Didn't I appoint a Jesuit to educate your pen? Follow your nose to the source of the smell. I've given you heroic couplets. Don't waste them. My all-might, better half waits, rampant with rage, persecuted by the prospect of peace with fools. It is my wish she stay dreaming her nightmares, lest she wake to the music of regime change in the heavens, and paradise return to its earthly roots. I'm banking on you to consort with fairies in wishing wells. Get behind the apparitions in trees, into the stone. Crack rocks until the splinters fly and chancers die. Sleep's my name. You can call me Slumber. If you need to curse my absence, do it quietly. There's a child to consider. Mine is the province of the night. All who know me, God, know me. I'm used to being forgotten. You are watched over while you wear my clothes. The character of sleep overpowered the man with the tea, spoke for the sight of him he'd rather keep hidden. The chill of the tile, draft round the floor, click of kettle, tick of clock, fresh from snoring, unable to recall the fuss you made during the night. I stayed with you, minding your body so your soul could breathe. My work, never done in light. You wouldn't even recognize me if I bit you during a daydream. You and I go so far back. It was there for the conception, the Big Bang, when the ruddy little sperm cornered your egg and disturbed sleep into life. It was as if Adam met Eve full on, screwed her out of the garden, called me into action, into eternity. Is there an Omega in the house? Alpha Male was the name they all assumed fit for my temper, but on my wrist the shape of my father Frank. Tell me it is time the sun took over, sent sleep off to play with moon. I've drunk suffice of sleep. That was the harvest of the 3rd of November, done and stored, never knowingly undersold. Morning's the time for confusion, when all commerce seems a gigantic fraud, committed without remorse by the school of thought that specializes in property is theft. Left to my own devices, I would never sleep in case I'd be caught out of the morning demand for clarity before charity. A verse true to the dawn smiles from deep in labyrinth, shines through the chatter of competing insects, taking off from the surface. Massage me, man, muscle into crevices, loosen the memory within. Was Onamkara written by a fool? Moleskin's faith in you rests secure. These are early days. I can see you pick your way with care. Roll on the day you've more to say. When the pen won't pause for the sake of the cause, this body of work feels every hesitation as neglect. Get on the road into your system. Jack's journey was on paper too. You might put that in your pipe. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Why are all the smokers gone from drink-filled rooms? They kept me going with material and pungent participles. It is your task to write me, space me out. Give me a tributary of the Grand Canal. A Lido or two satisfies that want. If you can't space the Shannon, the Meg, Deal, Feel will do. I can be getting on with your version of the Heimlich manoeuvre. Whatever about you, I'm still tipsy from sleep. I wandered homely as a crowd that boats on sky or rakes and pills. Will that do? Only a first draft, Dorothy. Come sit on my knee. Attend to my muse, my dear. If we could only stride the McGillicuddy reeks as over wasp water, I'd have invented unnatural verse, and you could have married in Tintern. We are the grave diggers, the light relief, Yorick and what's his name, our gods. Go up to Mount St. Lawrence,